swelled really badly, Zaria says. We had to rush him to the hospital. The family moved around for 2 years in the shelter system. Finally, they got their own apartment. By the end of eighth grade, Zaira had a home in the Bronx.
Okay, now that we know a little bit about what it was like to live in shelters, it's not hard to understand why it was such a big deal for Zaira to go from homeless to high school graduate. It would be really hard to get any studying done or feel alert in class when you have to do things like sleep on the floor at night and guard your stuff from people who might steal it. By the time Zaira's family finally found a home, after 2 years in the shelter system, she was probably pretty far behind in school. Let's pick up the story on page 33. We're at the section called Pursuing Her Dreams.
Pursuing Her Dreams. Even though Zaira had a home, her life still wasn't easy. In 10th grade, she attended the neighborhood high school. It was a tough year for Zaira. You had to be at school at least 30 minutes ahead of time just to get into the building, she remembers. The line to go through the metal detectors was outside. Rain, sleet, or snow, you were waiting outside to go through a metal detector. Zaira did poorly that year. I cut school a lot, she admits. I went to my three favorite classes, but I never went to any of the other eight classes that I took. I failed the other eight. By 11th grade, Zaira had moved in with her grandmother and switched schools.